There are a lot of do-gooders lining up to tell us how evil we are as a country when it comes to asylum seekers. Waleed Ali wrote a piece in the Sydney Morning Herald today calling out our asylum seeker policy. Look, Waleed's probably a smart bloke, but I've never encountered so much doublespeak and BS in my life than his piece today. And the argument that we are these nasty people because of our policy on refugees is just a load of BS. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull put the Greens MP Adam Bandt back in his place in question time in the last 24 hours. He called on the PM to dismantle our border protection regime, but the PM hit back saying that Mr. Bandt has to recognise that the approach that his party has advocated resulted in deaths at sea. If we shut down our offshore detention centres, thousands of people are going to die attempting to make this risky boat journey. And this isn't a hypothetical. It's an inconvenient truth. It's fact. We've seen it in recent history, the last 5 to 10 years. 1,200 people, including hundreds of children, drowned at sea. More than 50,000 asylum seekers made it here, and that resulted in 8,000 children being detained in detention centres. Is that what you want, Waleed and Adam? At the moment, we've got less than 80 children in detention. If we don't do something about people arriving here by sea, then we'll have more deaths at sea. It's as simple as that. And it won't be 1,200 deaths this time. It'll be 5,000. It amazes me that people continue to argue this stuff without addressing what is the tragic and heart-wrenching elephant in the room. The detention centres are there for a reason. If the detention centres are shut, people smugglers will benefit. More people will drown at sea. What part of that don't you see? If you want to be compassionate, stop people from drowning.